is being made for the archives of the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware. The date is Monday, January 6th, in the year 2003. It is an interview discussion with Francis Mutzi Blattman Belak.
My name is Francis Blattman Belak. All my life I had a nickname, Mutzi. Where it came from, no one seems to know. I was born on September the 11th, 1927, to Lena Diamond Blattman and Joseph Blattman. 5 minutes after I was born, along came my twin sister, Rosalind Blattman Epstein. My parents at that time had a Jewish bakery at 213 West 2nd Street, and they had, previous to the birth of their twins, 4 other children, Morris the eldest, Arthur next, Ida, and Doris. So now they had 6 children. They were, of course, shocked to have twins. Anyway, my sister Roz and I grew up in a beautiful, kind, loving family. Our parents worked very hard, and we were a happy group of people. Along with the 6 of us, I had 2 cousins whose parents couldn't take care of them. The father died, and the mother couldn't care for them. So my cousins, Frank Blattman, came to live with us, and that made for a real happy family. Anyway, on 2nd Street when I was born, there was a bakery next door, a grocery store on the other side. There was 1, 2, 3, 4 Jewish butchers, 2 delicatessens, a butter and egg store, 2 pool rooms, a furniture factory, and it was more like what they would call today a ghetto, but I didn't know that. I just thought that it was a lot of fun, and I had a lot of friends, and I might add that some of my childhood friends I'm friendly with today. And I thought my life was pretty good. When I was very young, maybe 5 or 6 years old, my sister Roz and I went to a little place on 3rd and Shipley called the Arbiter Ring, which in English is the Workman's Circle. And in the Workman's Circle, my sister and I used to learn about Jewish holidays and how to make Shabbos and how to bench lift and how to read and write Yiddish, how to sing and dance in Yiddish, and it was more like, I guess, what you would call today a folk show. Then Rosie and I went to the Mary C.I. Williams School, which was on 3rd and, I can't think of the name of the street right now, but we had a lot of fun, and it was a brand new school, and 3rd and Monroe. And then after we got out of the 6th grade, we went to a school called the Willard Hall School. It also had a number, the number 28 school. But then the freeway came and they closed that school. And for a year, Roz and I went to the Bancroft School. Then we went to the wonderful Wilmington High School. Previous to that, when Rosie and I were around 8 years old or 9 years old, we went to the Addis Kodesh Hebrew School to get a Hebrew education, because in those days it was time for girls to start in Hebrew school. Even though my 2 older sisters weren't allowed to go to Hebrew school, that was only for boys. But Rosie and I went to the Addis Kodesh Hebrew School, and Rabbi Krinsky was our teacher. Then I used to spend a lot of my spare time at the YMHA at 515 French Street, which was a part of my life. I went to Girl Scouts there, I swam there, I learned to swim there, I exercised there, I danced there. We had a lot of shows, we had kids groups and older groups, and that's where you met all your friends. And I must say that the majority of my friends in my world were Jewish. So that I don't think that I really knew a lot about anti-Semitism, because my world was basically around my Jewish life. My mother made Shabbos all the time, had nice meals in the house, and people came in. And I was taught by my parents to be charitable. In the morning, when Raz and I went to school, we used to go along the way. On 3rd and Washington was the old age home, which was the forerunner of the Kutz home, which was called the Bich Chayalim. And we used to bring bread and rolls so that the old people would have food. So I always knew what it was like to be involved in our community. And from my parents, I learned to be charitable. When I was real young, my Bubba used to come on the Wilson line from Philadelphia to Wilmington to visit us. And this was an experience. We used to walk down to the wharf on Front Street and get my Bubba off the boat, because she didn't want to go on the train. That was too modern for her. So she spent 6 or 8 hours on the Wilson line coming from Philadelphia to Wilmington. And my brothers and sisters and I used to walk down to pick her up and bring her back to 2nd Street. And we had a wonderful life, my sisters and brothers and I. And I also had a lot of friends. Like I told you before, some of them are still my friends today. After, our lives changed. In 1938, my father died. I was 11 years old, and it had a large impact on my life, because my mother had to work very hard to raise us. Razi and I were still young, and my mother worked like 10 men in a bakery. And I didn't know anything about air conditioning or anything like that. After all, I lived above a store, and it was pretty hot. But everybody was in the same boat, so we didn't think anything of that. That was a big impact on our life, because now my mother had all of us, but we made it. She was a very strong and kind and wonderful, hardworking woman. All our lives changed again when, in the 1940s, World War II was about to start, because Jews were being killed all over the world, especially in Europe. I was kind of young, and I don't know what this impact had on my life, but my mother used to always listen to the radio to see what was going on in the world. And then our brother Arthur had to go to the war, and so we figured that he might as well enlist for a year, because everybody we thought would have to sign up anyway. So our brother went to war, and unfortunately our brother was killed in France on March the 8th, 1945, and that really had a huge impact on our lives. Just about then I was getting ready to graduate from Wilmington High School, and I guess when I was more or less the teenager, we didn't go out too much because there were a lot of soldiers and sailors and things on the street, and our mother wouldn't just let us, you know, run wild. But my mother did a lot in the war. She used to knit. The Red Cross used to bring her baskets and baskets and baskets of wool, and she used to make all these gloves with trigger fingers, and she used to go to the YMHA, where they had a snack bar for servicemen, And my mother used to make potato latkes there at night, and they used to serve the servicemen. And she was actively involved in the war effort, or she tried to be. In 1945, I graduated from the Wilmington High School, and I went away to Philadelphia to the Mount Sinai Hospital School of Nursing, which at the time I thought, you know, that I would really like to do. And so I did that, and I met a nice guy from South Philadelphia. And when I graduated from the Mount Sinai Hospital, Charlie Bellick and I were married. For a while, I worked as a nurse in Philadelphia, and I lived there for a couple of years. And I had two wonderful children, Lynn, a daughter, wonderful daughter, and I have Stephen, a son. And when they were little, my husband's job took him out of town, so I decided to move back to Wilmington, Delaware, where my family all was here. At least my sisters and my mother were all here. My brother, Morris, and his wife and family lived in Philadelphia. But I moved back to Wilmington, and I settled down with my two little kids who went to the Harlan School, and I became active in the Harlan School PTA, and I was a then mother. And around that time, I think that I belonged to an organization called Deborah Hospital, which I've been active in for more than 50 years. And believe it or not, at age 75, I'm now a co-president because I didn't want to see Deborah go down the tubes, and I'm trying to do a little job to keep it alive. However, a lot of organizations now in Wilmington, Delaware all suffer because people aren't interested in organizations like they were when I was younger. Well, about that time, I guess, when my kids were like 13 and 15, I became active in the Jewish Community Center, which was, they named that after the YMHA. When I was a kid, the YMHA was one of the most important things in my life. That's where everybody went. As I got older, we needed to move from 515 French Street, and I became active in a population survey to see where the Jews in Wilmington, Delaware were moving. And then I joined the board of the Jewish Community Center, and I helped a lot of other people raise money to build a new center at its present place on the Garden of Eden Road. In the meantime, my family and I enjoyed the campsite, which was a wonderful part of our lives, which is out on River Road next to the Kutz home, where you could go and enjoy and bring your food and have fun and swim and play mahjong, which is one of my hobbies. And that's where the Jewish community, the JCC, had their day camp. And I became very active in that day camp. I used to run the day camp carnival to try to make money to give scholarships to kids who couldn't afford to go to day camp at the River Road location, which we called the campsite. And so that was lovely. I also forgot to tell you that I also became involved in the Kutz home, the Jewish home for the aged, because my mother always used to tell me that you shouldn't forget about old people, that people forget about them, and that you should do something for old people. So I became active in the Kutz home. And for years, along with a few other women, I helped to run their Hanukkah bazaar, which they still have today. And I guess I was always interested in my community. And I guess around, I don't know, Molly Scott called me up one day and said, that we're going to have something called the Jewish Historical Society. So I went to a meeting. I think it was in Molly's house on Washington Street by the Delaware Hospital around 14th and Washington. And we talked about, you know, what we would do and that we wouldn't forget all the people that fought in World War II and died there. And that's how we started to talk about that. And later on, Rabbi Geffen and Tony Young and Barbara Yalosov and Helen Goldberg and a lady by the name of Lillian Robertson and a lady by the name of Hilda Shames all talked about their life experiences in Wilmington, and I became interested in the Historical Society. Today I'm 75 years old. I'm talking to Marvin Balick about my life in Wilmington, Delaware. I want to just add a few personal things. Almost 5 years ago, my husband Charles died, and all of my, and my brother Morris is no longer alive, or my sister Ida Geller, or my sister Doris Himber, but I have my darling sister Roz Epstein. She lives in Atlantic City, and we talk almost every day, and I see her as often as I can. My daughter Lynn Greenberg lives in Florida. My son Stephen Belak lives in Wilmington, Delaware with his wonderful wife Rhonda, and the loves of my life, two grandchildren, Justin, who's 22 years old, and Joshua, who's 19 years old. And so I have a loving family here also. And I have a host of friends, and I'm happy to say that I'm well, that I have a part-time job, that I'm still active in the Jewish Historical Society, I'm still active in Deborah Hospital, I try to go to the Kutz home as often as I can, I still play Mahjong, I still get around, I still love Wilmington, Delaware and the Jewish community. However, I find that today people aren't as close to their friends and neighbors as they used to be because people are busy in their own lives. And I can see where you lose track of people, but I try to keep in touch with a lot with people and my old friends, and I'm happy to talk to you today about my life in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's been a wonderful one.